This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Struggling today trying to make sense of it all, and I know you are as well. I know how frustrating the world is at this very time when common sense doesn't exist. And I'm talking about in the basics of life, like who is responsible for your children? The obvious answer is you are, right? Not to the government, not to the schools, not to the people who want to sexualize them. I'm going to get into that in just a bit because we've been covering Jeffrey Epstein in a subject that, quite frankly, bears no covering in the sense that he should have been in prison years ago and they should have broken down this pedophile ring. And the question you got to be asking yourself is, why did it not happen? I want you to know that my job of doing this show every single day, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, I should say, not every day. You got to have the mind of a warrior to get through this. We only produce what you hear. The amount of information we have to go through is probably, I'm going to look at my producer, 5 times to 10 times more than we synthesize for this show. And even after we produce what we think is going to be the best show for you, we probably toss out, conservatively, at least half of it. We don't get to it. Now, you could argue, well, Kevin, you're pretty long-winded. Okay, fine. I don't know how you may feel about that, but it is what it is. But I'm going to tell you, whether I'm long-winded or not, I can guarantee you we couldn't get through all the information that we have. And if I only did headlines and we just covered a little bit of it, I still couldn't get through it. We're trying to figure out this year, we're going to have segments that we cover so that at least you know what those segments are and you can refer back to it. But the amount of information that is available today is stunning. And I think it speaks to some of the problems that kids have today. Was watching a program with my youngest son on vaping. And the reason is the people, I'm going to use Juul as an example, the company Juul, who set out with a good idea. The idea was get rid of tobacco-based products, deliver nicotine in a much better system, if you will, for the body that would get rid of cigarettes, not increase your addiction, etc., and phase out the idea of smoking. And you know what it became? A money behemoth that addicted kids to vaping in a way that cigarettes never could have. Now, that's leftism at its finest. It starts out, it has this great idea. But in the end, you want to know what Juul was? It was a slick, sleek, well-marketed product that was sexy as heck, more sexy than a cigarette. It made kids more addicted and adults more addicted. And you can, if you watch it, it's called Big Vape. Watch the show. It shows you that this industry went from taking away this evil product to making one that was sexier and even more evil. That is quintessential progressivism. So we look at, right now, we say to ourselves, we need to get pedophiles are terrible, this, that, and the other. And what Jeffrey Epstein did is he made it sexy. What the left do is they make it sexy. They bring these kids to Hollywood. They make pedophilia sexy. If you take your eye off the ball, these people will have your kids sexualized by the age of 5. There are some of them that say that kids can have sexual pleasure at a year old. It's insane what these people think. And I'm telling you, it's frustrating to come onto this program, do this research, and find out that there are these freaks out there that believe this stuff. And they're the ones running the country. The craziness of what we discover on a day-to-day to do this show is shocking. And to know that these people exist in the world, and they have no belief system to fix it. if you are waiting on God to step in, you know, for them, or for them to seek God, God can step in and do anything. But for them to receive God, you know, be searching for something to say, I want to do better. I want to make things better. Don't hold your breath, blue boy, because it's not coming. Look at the Epsteins. Look at the Weinsteins. Look at the Sam Bankman-Frieds, the Clintons, the Swalwells. I could go person by person, tell you what their evil was. And I'm telling you, there are millions of people out there who go, I don't understand. I mean, Epstein didn't do anything wrong. Weinstein didn't do anything wrong. The Clintons didn't do anything wrong. The Democrats aren't doing anything wrong. All in the name of so-called progressivism. It's insane to me. And I'll use this one as an example, because Elon Musk, he trolled Mark Cuban, because here's what Mark Cuban posted. Let me help you out and give you my thoughts on DEI, diversity. Good businesses look where others don't, to find employees that will put your business in the best possible position to succeed. You may not agree, but I take it as a given that there are people of various, and he goes on to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and it's an entire thread. Now, Mark Cuban's right. Diversity, because you're making a new product and you want inputs from youth, maybe your product is stodgy, like cigarettes, and you want to make something sexier, like e-cigarettes. So you bring in people and you market to youth. Okay, I get it. If it is for the greater good. But I understand somebody doing that. If you got a product mix and you go, you know what, we want to get younger women to look at our clothes versus if you're an older woman's clothes. I get it. Bring in youth. But that's not what they're doing with diversity, equity, and inclusion. Anyway, Elon Musk trolled him and said, cool. So when should we expect to see a short, white, or Asian woman on the Mavs? You know what Mark Cuban is looking for when he's recruiting for the Mavs? The best possible player from anywhere in the world. He doesn't care whether that kid is Czech, that man is Czech, or that man is from South Philly. He wants the best possible recruit he can get to make his team a winner. I have never seen a team recruit for losing. And you know what they do? They look for the best person out there. We don't do this stuff anymore. And it's counterintuitive to just common sense. Look at any of the problems that we face, whether we're talking about immigration, we're talking about foreign policy, whatever. Are we really looking to do what's best for the country, what's best for the nation, what's best for the citizens? And the short answer is no. We have people running this country on idiocy. And I'm just getting started here. I want to go more into this Epstein stuff, and we will when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I know that powerful people exist in the world, and I know some of them. People who can truly make or break you. I have been so fortunate to be around some of the most moneyed people, and I feel bad. A few of them have passed away. But I'm going to give a tribute to a friend of mine. His name was Foster. Foster Freeze, one of the most amazing people on the planet. He was a giver beyond belief. His legacy is one that will live on. Foster's been gone 2 years, and we still talk about him in many circles. I can tell you, this conversation I'm having on the radio, I guarantee there are 50 conversations minimum happening about this man around this country. Lives that he's touched. I mentioned this before. A girl needed some dental work done because she had cancer, and I reached out to Foster's charity, and they gave her $15,000 to fix her teeth, and she's on a trajectory that she never would have been on had it not been for that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-9231. 8255. By the way, if you do want to pay it forward, visit our website, become one of our 500 warriors, the people that we need to help keep our operation going. I hope you'll do it. I've already told you I'm disappointed in the turnout of it, but I'm going to keep talking about it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who this broadcast is going to reach, but we're going to hit that goal sometime and probably surpass it. I just feel it in my heart. It's not a hope strategy. It's a belief in a higher power strategy. Anyway, I'm going to get back to this. So there are people that can make or break you, and I know people that make people. I've been with these folks, some of the people that other people would talk about and go, oh, you're just a rich old white guy or whatever. And I go, do you have any idea what this guy's done? They do it in secret. I have a friend, he has empowered 600,000 Ugandan women. He gives them grain and he gives them cattle. You will never know his name. If it's up to him, you'd never know who he was. His name is Mark. I'm not going to say his last name, but I want to make a movie about him. And you know what inspired him? His daughter went over, saw the poverty, and said, Dad, we got to do something. And he goes, well, what do you want to do? And she said it. And he took it upon himself to fulfill his daughter's dream. And he's built this powerful army of women, financial army, and they are the biggest middle class in Uganda. Story you're probably not going to hear about. I know this, if I had the kind of power that I've seen people have, I would make people, I wouldn't break them. I have very little power, and I pride myself on the lives that I've touched. You guys have probably heard me speak, and it's only been one, or I can think of two times, maybe, that I spoke about Jim. Jim was a Marine that I met when I used to go to this bar. I threw darts, and I would go to this bar, and Jim was a guy working behind a bar, and of every one of the bartenders, this guy was the most squared away. I watched all the others. They would take drinks with other people. They would sell stuff on the side. They would steal from the till. Jim was as straight-laced as it came. And I went to him one day and I said, man, you got a bigger career ahead of you. What do you want to be? He goes, hey, man, I got out of the Corps. Hadn't really thought about it, man, blah, blah, blah. I said, would you like to work for me? Came to work for me. He worked for me about 6 months. I told him, I said, look, this is a stepping stone job. I'm going to give you a little bit of a raise over bartending, but I'm going to help you get to the next level. And he came to my office one afternoon. He says, Kev, he goes, man, I don't know how to tell you this. I said, what? He says, Mark offered me a job, one of our distributors. And I started celebrating. I was like, what? Way to go. And I go, did he give you a number? He told me, yeah. He goes, man, I'd be making double. I said, man, praise God. This is exactly what he was blown away. You know, I've invested this time in him. He's thinking, yeah, I got bad news, but this, and I said, this is exactly what I wanted for you. And let me tell you, that guy still contacts me this day because I built his career. He's probably doing better than I am now. In another instance, I turned a criminal. I met this kid at a rental company, didn't even know he was a criminal, hired him because of his attitude. Turns out he had a pregnant girlfriend, brought him on. I set his life in order. I don't know what he's doing, but I know this. He went from being an hourly worker and a petty criminal to having a white-collar job. And I remember talking to his parole officer, and she says, I can't think of a bigger success story. Now, I'm not here to brag about this, but I want you to know the little that I've been given, I've done my best to pay it forward. And there are many people out there like me. People of little means who selflessly give of themselves. And let me tell you, you're amongst them and you've changed lives. Some of those lives you know, some of them you will never know. And for me, that's part of the fun. Wondering who may be thanking you for some little thing that you did, some little bit of grace that you showed that you thought was nothing. Some small gesture you made that impacted a person's life in a way that you will never know. And here's what I want to say to you. Keep it up. But then there are others out there, folks, those who seek power for evil. They use that power to take advantage of people, to intimidate people. And we're experiencing that with our own Department of Justice. The FBI will do that to you. And that didn't just come overnight. There is a culture of that from the top. the Jim Comeys, the Loretta Lynches, the Eric Holders, the Barack Obamas, the Joe Bidens, the Hillary Clintons, the Chuck Schumers, and Nancy Pelosi's. And then there are those that are complicit with them, that pretend to be sheep, but they're wolves in sheep clothing, like the Mitch McConnells of the world and the Paul Ryans and these rhino class that we talk about often. And people, well, it's a divide. Look, I tell people all the time, we need every aspect of society, but sometimes you need people to know what not to do. Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, they know the inside scoop. They know how things work. You got to keep them close so you understand how things work. But they are useless in terms of the greater good. Oh, they want to pretend they're good for it, but they're not. These are people that allow the Jeffrey Epsteins, the Harvey Weinsteins, the Sam Bankman-Frieds, and the Hillary Clintons, and those others to do their dirty work. That's who they are. And so when I'm thinking about Epstein and what we're going through, I'm putting him in the metaphor of how did we get here? When did we go from a make society to a break society? Because every single one of us has the ability to make or break something. You can make or break your children. You can make or break your employees. You can make or break the next person you have an interaction with. You can be rude and insensitive, or you can be compassionate and thinking about things from their perspective. How many opportunities do you get to do that? Well, look at what these other people do. Look at what Jeffrey Epstein did. He meets these kids and says, I can take advantage of them. I can lure them with my wealth, flying on a private jet to a private island, etc., only to take advantage of them, to break them. And it's not a small break. This is a long-term break. This is things that kids are never going to forget. And I want to talk about the cover-up of this when we get back, how the FBI was actually complicit in this.
Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, with a trip to the Middle East through the early part of this week, saying one crucial part of his ongoing effort in the region is to prevent the Israel-Hamas conflict from becoming a wider war.
Use the influence, the relationships with different parties in the region to try to avoid escalation.
Blinken is denouncing calls by some Israeli officials for Palestinian resettlements outside of Gaza. He stressed getting more aid in will also be key. President Biden may have complete confidence in Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, but GOP lawmakers are announcing plans to impeach him. It comes as Austin faces backlash for a lack of transparency when his recent hospitalization went unreported to the White House for several days. Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale of Montana plans to introduce articles of impeachment today. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
I do understand the want, the hunger for power, the prestige, even money. There was a point in my life where, you know, I was driven by money, and I was doing well. And I won't lie to you, there's a peace that comes from when you know that there's money in the bank. You know, and I had the beautiful home that was a neighbor of Deion Sanders. I had nice cars. I wore suits every day. Can't say I was overwhelmingly happy, per se. But there was a happiness that came from some of it. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Changed careers to do this back in 2009, leaving management consulting, and what's funny is you think you know a lot, and then you change careers and find out, man, you don't know anything. I mean, it was a complete retool of who I was. And I practically went broke, have done it a second time. It's insane what you learn in this business. And, you know, but what I learned more about is what is really at my core. Was I really looking to make a, I mean, you want to make a living. Don't misunderstand me. I want to be relevant. I remember having a conversation with God when I got into this. I said, I'm not going to do it unless I can be a national figure and be relevant. And I got there. But I got there, and then I started realizing there's a cost. And we're paying that cost. You know, as much time as I spent with my youngest son, I'm learning that I didn't spend maybe some of the quality time that I needed to spend with him. So you're always sort of self-correcting. If you're smart, you're course-correcting. So that's where we are as a family, trying to figure things out again and figure out, you know, what is going to be the way that I earn a living and continue doing what I believe is God's work and doing what I believe is representing the people that are out there listening to this program. I look at where we are, and I've talked about this, the make or break. The FBI is a break organization. It's not there to make anybody. You know, it's meant to make careers. It doesn't make careers. It breaks people. And what we learned about this new progressive FBI is skullduggery, cover-ups, lies. They had information on Jeffrey Epstein much longer than they indicated. And in fact, some say that Epstein worked with the FBI. I've seen the paperwork. Epstein was a powerful unelected bureaucrat. And I don't know who tasked him with going out, getting these wealthy people, getting them in compromising positions, and then leveraging that for evil. There's a show, Jason Statham is in it. I forget the name of it. The guy makes more movies than Prince made albums in the 70s. But he's in it. It's based on a true story where a group of people rob the safety deposit boxes of it, where all the wealthy people and the criminals kept their stuff in this one bank in the safe deposit boxes because it was supposed to be impenetrable. And these guys break in and they steal a bunch of stuff. And part of it was pictures they had on the Royals, one of the daughters of the Royals. But they also had S&M pictures of some of the bureaucrats in the House of Commons, in the House of Lords. So they had dirt on every member of the high society. And you know who was doing it? A madam. A dominatrix madam. Every time one of those guys came in, she videotaped them or took pictures as leverage. And somebody broke in and stole all that. It was based on a true story. To what degree, I don't know. It's Hollywood. You know how things work there. But Epstein did something similar. And do you think it was for the greater good? Do you think that whatever information he was gathering, it was going to be to help us? To help the citizens? Or do you think that it had nefarious tentacles with the FBI or the CIA? Certainly with Jeffrey Epstein. He was untouchable. Here's I'm going to do this mashup. It's about 5 minutes, and it's all the things about Jeffrey Epstein. And I think you'll find it interesting. Some of it, they're just showing visuals, but you'll get the picture as you listen to this.
He's accused of recruiting a network of young girls he sexually abused at his mansions in Florida and New York.
Law enforcement officials tell NBC News he faces two counts of sex trafficking for alleged crimes.
Trafficking underage girls to the private island near St. Thomas.
Some even refer to it as Pedophile Island.
Authorities say he declared it his primary residence.
Sleazy Wall Street tycoon Jeffrey Epstein used the Lolita Express to ferry a bevy of beautiful young women. Among the passengers, former President Bill Clinton and Britain's Prince Andrew.
Newly obtained documents show Clinton actually took at least 26 flights on Epstein's private jet.
According to NBC News, Jeffrey Epstein has died by suicide in his jail cell.
People that blow the whistle on elite pedophiles tend to have accidents, and a lot of those people have died mysteriously.
NBC News has learned that disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein is dead. Epstein took his own life while he was behind bars.
There's absolutely no excuse for this. What happened here to me is mind-boggling. The guy was a high-risk prisoner, wasn't he? I mean, he's a guy that there are probably 50 very important people that have a motive to kill him. We don't even know who they are. It's true, but we know there are some people that are in a lot of trouble because of Epstein. They know who they are.
Could you raise your hand, please? Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in the matter now pending?
A shocking new report from the New York Times sheds light on the connection between Microsoft founder Bill Gates and the late Jeffrey Epstein. You report these two men met at least six times.
Well, I believe that there were more. This included visits to the mansion, seeing each other in Seattle, flying on Epstein's plane.
When flight logs revealed that Gates had been a passenger on the Lolita Express, he claimed that he didn't know that the private jet belonged to Epstein. He also denied that he and Mr. Epstein were involved in any business deals. However, an expose by the New York Times revealed that not only did Bill Gates initiate a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein well after he was convicted of sex crimes, but the two were also involved in the process of co-founding a multi-billion dollar charitable fund.
Why would they ever set up a charitable trust benefiting Jeffrey Epstein?
That it was all about philanthropy, that Bill Gates just wanted to find new sources of money.
Why would one of the richest men in the world choose to partner with the world's most notorious pedophile?
His flight logs contain names of some of the biggest, most famous, and most powerful people on the planet. Members of the royal family, Prince Andrew, models like Naomi Campbell, famous actors like Kevin Spacey, Bill Clinton on those flight logs over 25 times. Hillary Clinton, she's also been to the island. So the bigger question is, how many people that went on his private jet, that went to his private island, that went to his massive ranch in New Mexico, were also involved in the rape, torture, and trafficking of children.
It hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him.
And the amazing thing about Cindy McCain is that her husband was a senator. She was on a board with the governor of Texas. She knew about Jeffrey Epstein. She did nothing. And her organization, the role of her organization is supposed to be to stop people like Jeffrey Epstein. They all knew. They did nothing about it. When Ricky Gervais said at the Golden Globes, "You're all friends with Jeffrey Epstein," he wasn't lying.
So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself, just like Jeffrey Epstein. Shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care. You had to make your own way here in your own plane, didn't you? Right. But
and how many of those elites have been to his island? Not only is the mainstream media complicit, I would argue that they're accessories in the crimes against children.
She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail, and now it's all coming out, and it's like these new revelations, and I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like, every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Brad Edwards, the attorney, 3 years ago saying, there will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. Had it all 3 years ago.
We're talking about Epstein. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about Epstein. But you know what we're really talking about? We're talking about a guy who was a known pedophile who was allowed to operate at the highest levels of government. I want you to consider how pedophilia has exploded over the past decade, maybe more than one decade. Do you think it happened by accident? I was looking at the statistics of pedophilia. In the United Kingdom, they said the pedophilia problem is so bad, police announced in 2017 they would no longer be charging pedophiles whose only crime was child pornography. They're going to be sent to rehab and that's it. Now again, pedophilia and Jeffrey Epstein are just metaphors for the bigger issue here. When we come back, I'm going to give you some statistics that will blow your mind.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Tell me the problems that leftists have solved, please. We have a border that's been overrun. We have more drugs in this country in the so-called war on drugs. Watch any of the Narcos programs and then tell me that we're really trying to solve the drug problem. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It's insane. We're not trying to solve problems. We're trying to solve the race problem. We're trying to solve the gender problem. We're trying to solve the LGBT sexuality problem. We're solving no problems because leftists are not about solving problems. They're about creating problems and creating chaos, and they're excellent at it. And we're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Whether it's Weinstein took advantage of women. The Me Too movement knew of this man and they did nothing. He operated with immunity for decades. It wasn't some one year, bad year of Epstein. For 30 years they knew about it.
We played a mashup of it where we're talking about Epstein and Weinstein. For multiple years, they knew about Epstein. No secret. Every time you bring up pedophilia in Hollywood, oh, look at those sanctimonious Republicans, those conservatives bringing this up, Pizzagate and all this other stuff. And then year after year, what do we find out? Pedophile ring broken up. Talking about this thing in Britain, this lady wrote this. I recently learned that the doctor who delivered my two babies is being charged with sexually abusing two minor girls, as well as downloading child pornography onto the hospital website. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This isn't a show about pedophilia. It's not even a show about Jeffrey Epstein, even though we've made him the focus. He's my muse for the day. But this is a show about the craziness, the illegitimacy of leftism, and what happens when it goes unchecked. And let me ask you, if I said to you 4 or 5 decades ago that pedophilia would become so mainstream that in the United Kingdom that they won't even charge him anymore for having kiddie porn, Do you know what would have happened to you when I was growing up if they caught you with kiddie porn? They probably, man, they could have found pieces of you all over the city. They've normalized this idiotic behavior the same way they've normalized having an idiot for president, having his crackhead son run his businesses while the media flies interference for it, as does the Department of Justice. And don't you dare say anything about it. They've normalized the theft of elections to say, who are you to accuse us of stealing the election that you know we stole? And we dare you to prove it differently. And if you do, we're going to consider you an insurrectionist and put you in prison. Would you have believed anything of this? That they want to teach second graders about sex, even earlier than that. That there are people who believe that a child can experience sexual gratification at the age of 2 years old. Who comes up with this? This is leftism, folks, in its finest. The reports, I'm talking to you about 2017 from Britain. This explains to you the problem you have with pedophilia. And by the way, in 2017, what do you think it is in the year 2024? If I'm giving you this, and let me just read you this. They said, this was in 2017. Just last week, 17 men and one woman were arrested in a huge pedophilia operation in which at least 600 girls had been abused in the UK. The case was similar to another pedophile ring broken up in 2014, where more than 1,400 girls were victimized over several years. Now, if you want to say somebody stole something out of your house, and maybe there's a little bit of lingering stuff that goes on with you, but when you are raping and sexually abusing children, you are creating lifelong problems and potential abusers. This is not some little thing. But it's at the highest level, because what Epstein showed is that he could get away with what is probably one of the worst crimes you can commit. I think it's worse than murder, because these kids are going to live lifelong with these questions of their sexuality. So you wonder why LGBT nonsense is being proliferated, why these people are coming out of the woodwork. Look, I can tell you 50 years ago, the number of LGBT people, you were like, okay, I know they exist, but they certainly weren't this mainstream. Now they're mainstream. And there are people who argue, oh, they're just born that way. No, they're not. We're talking about what's created here. And it's being created from the top down. The people that don't want you talking about this, the people that want to normalize pedophilia and make it okay, and ironically know it's bad enough to use it as a tool against other high-ranking people. Isn't that the irony of it and the hypocrisy of it? In his efforts, I believe that guys like Jeffrey Epstein, he's done more to influence policy than the most powerful politicians on earth. When you think about how he got operated with immunity on one of the worst crimes you can commit, and I don't know what it took to bring him down, but it took some powerful people to bring him down, because he was an untouchable. And I could go into more detail around the things. We've got the full clip of the lady. Her name is Amy Robach, and she was like very upset because she wanted to break the story. Years before, 3 years before, they finally arrested Epstein. She says, I had this story on ABC, and I couldn't say anything. They wouldn't do it. They had the royal family involved. These are people at the highest level saying, we don't care. This story will not get out. And I ask you, look at any of the problems that we face right now in this country. Look at them and ask yourself, are they not getting the same treatment? Look at the Biden family. It doesn't involve, who knows with Hunter, but it's not about pedophilia, but it's about elites getting away with things that nobody else could get away with. The Republicans right now are trying to figure out, should we're considering indicting Hunter. What do you mean you're considering? Holding him in contempt. You shouldn't be considering. You should have already done it. He owes us answers. And so does his father. But they're being protected. Same way they protected this pedophile. Hillary Clinton was protected. The witch hunt that they sent this government on, pretending to look for the Russian collusion person, was nothing more than protecting Hillary Clinton. James Comey had been doing it for decades. Look at the crimes that are being committed by these rich fat cats every single day. Insider trading, things you and I would go to prison for, and nothing happens to them. At best, a slap on the wrist. You want to make sense of it all? We're going to do it. We're making sense of it all. And the sense of it all is, if you don't stand up and let your voice be heard and support the people that are fighting for you, where do you think you're going to go? Thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of kids in this country and millions all over the world are being abused. Not a word. Women over here complaining about the plight of women. Millions of women all over the world being abused. Hardly a word. Hardly a peep out of the Me Too movement. They're Weinsteining and Epsteining all around the world while complaining in America that, oh, look at the rights we're losing. Hypocrites, all of them. All these kids being impacted. John Rich, country singer, he tweeted, he says, there are victims here beyond Epstein, you know, who supposedly committed suicide. The victims are every one of those children that went there. And many of them aren't going to say a word. They will live lives of quiet anguish because they're never going to say a word. But don't think they're not traumatized. Don't think they're not questioning who they are and what they're about and what's their role on this earth. And they are traumatized. And I hope they get help. I hope and pray that they get help. Because they're going to need it. And every day they got to hear about these stories and hear the denials of the left of, oh, we didn't do that. You know, just like Joe Biden. No, I had nothing. I never did anything to my son. I never did this. And Bill Clinton, I never had sexual relations. They're all liars. And let me tell you, the outcome is a world that we don't even recognize. A world that's being created by the very actions of these people and the people that they allow to cover for the most heinous crimes on the planet. And they want to walk away sanctimonious like they've done something. Look at what we've done for the LGBT community. Look at what we've done for women. Look at what we've done for blacks. You've done nothing except hurt every special interest group they claim that they want to help. And worst of all, they hurt this country. And I can tell you, they don't care.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.